It's pretty normal, isn't it, for a job interview to be carried out by two people? Two people who need to cooperate with each other in order to interview an individual. There are also panel interviews where there might be more than two people. But the two people who are going to conduct an interview need to plan it. They need to decide, well, I'll cover these topics and you cover those topics. The idea of freewheeling, making it up as you go along, is very, very risky and may not come across very well to a prospective employee. However, let's just take it that it is a possible way. Well, I'm going to do a planned interview with another person today. Two of us are going to interview somebody who's got a very strong reputation around in the area of teaching people how to get better and better at public speaking. He himself is widely acknowledged in Toastmasters International as a top-class speaker. He has his own business. He has, in other words, he has clients from various companies. And he's even written a book, which is available, and I would highly recommend, a book about this topic, or at least a book about the fundamentals, the foundation stones on which top-class public speaking skills are built. Kyle Murta from Scotland. Tall man, about 6'2" or 6'3", well over me, and young. Terrific individual. I go so far as to say, you know, we're very friendly with each other. And we did at one time, a long time ago, collaborate during a workshop that he was running. I did a speech, a short one, which he got people at the workshop to give me feedback. He was teaching them how to give feedback to a speaker, which would help a speaker to get better. So Kyle Murta is going to be interviewed by two of us this evening. A live interview in front of an audience online. And in addition to each of us asking him questions, probing his answers, we are going to facilitate questions from the audience. Now, I have no idea how many people will be in the audience, and I also have no idea how many questions they would like to ask. I mean, they might only want to ask one, you know, there might only be one person in the audience who wants to ask a question. But here's the issue that I'm bringing this up for. How to do it well. Now, the topic is speaking with confidence. Well, so far, the two of us who are collaborating to interview him have divided that topic into two sections. One of us, my partner, is going to interview him on the topic of speaking, and I'm going to interview him on the topic of confidence. And hopefully, the two will blend together in a satisfying way. But I suppose it is possible that we might not connect the dots well enough, and people might be left, including ourselves, might be left feeling, could have done that a bit better. Perhaps we shouldn't have divided speaking and confidence up. Perhaps we should have concentrated almost exclusively on speaking, because we want to give the audience some takeaways, some value. Kyle will give people takeaways, but he needs good prompts, good questions. And we want to come across as people well able or good at asking him questions which the audience will appreciate and gain from. And also the whole session will be recorded, and I think it'll be up online on YouTube. So there we are. I can be 100% confident that Kyle will be a star. No question about it. The work that the two of us interviewing him have to do and have partly done is to also add value in the situation. Well, there we are. If anybody listens to this in time before the 7 o'clock kickoff this evening at 7 o'clock time in GMT London, the meeting's going to take place in the UK, and I'm from Ireland. So there we are. I'm really looking forward to it, I have to say. It'll be a very interesting experience, I'm sure.